going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Seasons 52, one of the longest running restaurants on the Country Club Plaza, has permanently closed. Can I give you both a little secret here? I've never heard of Seasons 52.
Oh, it's very good. It's right there on the corner.
Of what?
The Plaza.
The
never
Plaza.
Heard of it and never been?
Yes, with the fountain right out front.
There is a fountain out front.
Yeah.
It's a Cheesecake Factory.
No.
It is
other
behind
side.
The Cheesecake Factory.
It's right across from Rush Creek. I've been
so
there.
So is the entire place.
Three or four times, I suppose. No, right there. Sam?
Well done. So is the entire plaza.
Literally, you walk out and you're staring at Brush Creek. It's just on the, like, two doors down from Grand Falloon.
I never went, but I heard their food was fantastic. And as you can imagine, with a name like Seasons 52, if I remember correctly, that was because they had a new menu every week of the year.
It's so good.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And very clean. Very, like,
Healthy eating.
Yeah.
From the earth.
It was large, though. That's a big restaurant. That is a big space.
Not only do I not even recall ever seeing it, I don't ever recall ever hearing about it. Like, you've heard of the Grand Falloon. You've heard of...
Right. But you go home and watch Wheel of Fortune, with all due respect.
So do you. Now.
Oh!
I'm just saying.
I'll take a lecture on watching Wheel of Fortune from anyone now but you.
I suppose.
It is sad that it's closing. It is a chain, though. It's not like it was a local gym.
Well...
Still sad that it's closing.
Okay.
Hit me. What do you got?
Well, you know...
She's going to tell you where the plaza is.
The plaza is supposed to be local.
It was
and
once.
Right across from Brush Creek. Once. And what does it say to you that a chain as gigantic as Seasons 52 in that gigantic space has decided to pull up stakes? It's not good for the city. I'll tell you that right now.
I don't think any time a restaurant or a business closes, it's good for the city. It's always bad.
We need to bring back the mom and pops, which means you bring down the rent, which is not going to happen. I had a buddy who ran a business there for a while. It was ultimately not successful. And I swear to you, he told me at one point, the rent for his
was it too damn high?
Space was $30,000 a month.
I believe it.
I don't care
how big was his store.
I bet it's more than that now.
Yeah, this was probably 15 years ago. Not huge. And so you wonder, why are there not more mom and pops? Well,
you can't afford it.
Didn't Victoria's Secret just close down too?
That was a couple of years ago.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it's...
That wasn't recently.
I worry about our crown jewel of this city.
Did you just refer...
It's too damn high.
Yeah, that's true. Did you just refer to Victoria's Secret as a plaza staple?
It was for many years.
It was right there on the corner. The
You'd
other
call that
corner,
a staple?
It certainly was. It was Caddy Corner from
like the I think
Brio.
The Grand Falloon is a staple.
Me too.
The old McDonald's was a staple before they closed it.
I mean, they tore down a parking garage and now it's a park because they couldn't get anything else to go in there.
You know what the staple is, and it's also a chain, is Capital Grille.
Yeah. Remember, Plaza 3's closed, isn't it?
Well, that was where season 52 went.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Speaking of beef, did you see the dairy farmer in Wisconsin that posted the photo of his cow impaled by a 2x4 during a tornado? The cow is fine, by the way. Well, I don't want to say he's fine, but the cow survived.
Certainly not fine.
Someone asked me the other day, like, do you think, did you see the photo, Scott? You got to look at it. Do you think
oh,
that's
my
real?
Word.
Oh, I know. Do you think that's real? Tornadoes do weird things, people. Like, you've seen the 2x4 that is just completely through
a tree.
Not just a tree. I've seen it through cinder block, through buildings.
Yeah. That had to hurt.
That one is through a cow. Cow survived.
Get out. Now. Out.
That was in your ear.
What did you just
say?
Oh,
that was in my... I thought you said that on the air. He goes, was it a beef kebab?
Okay.
Speaking of cows that didn't survive, a man in Florida has been arrested for shooting his neighbor's cow 5 times after it wandered onto his property. The incident happened in North Fort Myers in Florida on May 13th when members of the Lee County Sheriff's Department responded to a call from a ranch of Sharon Drive regarding reports of animal cruelty. Turns out that the cow apparently had wandered onto the property of 54-year-old Hung Trin. He became angry that the livestock had made its way over to his property again, and so he shot it 5 times with a .22. The cow did survive, but ultimately he had to be put down. And Mr. Trin is on his way to jail.
Good. Did you see the Jackson County Prosecutor's Office has filed charges against 2 teens accused of robbing several people using Facebook Marketplace? I swear to you, Facebook Marketplace is the devil.
It's a gateway to hell.
It is the gateway to hell.
Yep.
Except I do need a patio set right now, and I did go online and look just for a minute yesterday, and the one I like is in Prairie Village, and I feel like that's legit, but we'll get to that later.
And you know, if you want to remain safe while using Facebook Marketplace, just send your innocent daughter to
right.
go pick it up for
Correct.
You so
Which
that you
they
can
did.
Avoid
Lawrence.
The
ne'er-do-well.
Yeah.
We have an 18-year-old and a 19-year-old each charged with 2 felonies, first-degree robbery, armed criminal action, all this stuff. Over the course of about 3 months, the two were involved in 4 different alleged armed robberies. Isn't it always a PlayStation that they're gun pointing you for, Sam?
Typically, it involves electronics, not always a PlayStation 5, but in all of these incidents, allegedly.
Sometimes it's patio furniture.
That's true. They put up a post selling a PlayStation 5. They would get the victims to show up with $250 cash in their hand. And
mm-hmm. Around two... Wait a minute. Around 10 p.m. was victim number one was around 10 p.m. Look, if someone tells you at 10 p.m. to leave your house and come meet me with $250 cash, you just know on the way there, call police because you're about to get robbed. It's always the PlayStation. And by the way, when the victim, they said they demanded the $250. When the victim looked inside the PlayStation box, it was a pair of shoes.
Of course it was. But why are you buying stuff on Facebook Marketplace?
Victim number two, just after, wait for it, 10 p.m. Witnesses were waiting in their car to purchase a PlayStation 5.
You guys have ruined me, by the way.
She says I ruined her.
I used to have no fear of Facebook Marketplace, and I went to buy my truck topper. Very nice young man, roughly the same age, not a threat at all. But I sent a text to my girlfriend with the address that I was driving to saying, if I don't call you before 1 p.m., call the cops.
Here's where to find the body.
Okay, good. I'm glad that you're doing things like that. That's called the Dana way. And the Dana way will point you away from danger.
Well, the guy was super
generally.
Nice.
I don't care. Ted Bundy was super nice until you got in the Volkswagen.
He drove a 4Runner.
What's the purpose of the truck topper, by the way?
When I go camping and I want things to be dry if it rains.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Only meet someone who purports to be selling a PlayStation in the parking lot of a police department. They actually have stalls that are labeled not specifically marketplace transactions, but it will say online
public transactions.
E-transactions, yeah. Park here. And guess what? There are surveillance cameras pointed right there, like the gun that these people had pointed at them over a PlayStation that did not exist.
Well, I regularly see it go down in front of the QT. And I have had two sketchy incidents on Facebook Marketplace where I went to go buy video game items. Mm-hmm. And I drove up, saw what I saw, and was like, you know, I think I'm going to go ahead and pass on that one today.
What did one see?
It looked a little sketchy. I don't know why you need four people to sell me an Xbox controller. One guy.
One for each limb.
Four people, one Xbox controller. I'll go buy a different one.
You know how you don't get robbed on Facebook Marketplace?
You don't
buy anything on Facebook Marketplace. That's me. I don't even know where to go.
I will tell you this.
I'm going to go to Facebook right now.
A patio set in Prairie Village that is a legitimate address 3 minutes from here. I'm not going to get robbed at gunpoint for that.
How do you
know? The PlayStation at 10 p.m.
Until you do.
I don't know that there's ever been a Wayfair purchase that ended in armed robbery, Sam. I'm just going to be honest.
Well, I mean, but crime does occur in Prairie Village. It's rare, but it does occur. You would agree?
But there is something specific about the electronics transaction. Hmm. I don't know why. I've never heard that someone went to go buy a Wayfair patio set and got jacked at gunpoint.
913-586-7798, 586-7798 here on Dan and Parks.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.